Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting 7th. The catcher, Benny Huffman. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Julio Benetti. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Julio Benetti. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Huffman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to third. Hill moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler strikes out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross moves to third. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ross scores. Moses scores. Werber moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cliff scores. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoxett. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. There goes Brucker. The throw from Huffman to second, and Brucker is out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. West reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. There goes Vosmek trying to get to second. Johnson throws the ball into Werber who relays the ball to Peters who tags Vosmek for the out. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Browns. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosmak. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ross scores. Moses scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Huffman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoxett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Peters reaches second base with a double. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive into left field. Vosmak picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmak. Peters scores. Ambler moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. West reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kelly now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis scores. West moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Huffman and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Huffman takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Warren Houston now playing shortstop. Rusty Peters now playing second base. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Carey scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 6, Browns, 6. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brucker strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Jack Knott. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brucker strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brucker out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards right. Moses fields it and throws to second to catch West for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.